Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. We that are Christians must be ready to give a reason for the hope that we have for the future. That's the headline. My oldest son, Jim Jr., will come to this broadcast table in a moment to explain that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
As I understand it, Jim, your theme is evidence that demands a verdict. Boy, that's a great theme. And how are the young people there in Romania taking to that theme?
You know, our theme verse for the camp this summer comes from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is within you. You know, a lot of these kids will come from churches, from Romanian churches, so they have a background. A lot of them will come from Christian homes, but they've never been really challenged as to what they believe and how to put it to use. So from all walks of life, we're really giving the evidences that God indeed did send his son to die for mankind, that he came on this earth, that the miracles that he did were truly miracles, that he lived in a place, in a real place in time and history, that he taught disciples, he handpicked them, he taught them. As a matter of fact, how God used 40 authors over 1,500 years to compile the inspired Word of God. And just going through that with the young people really helped them to understand the message that God has given. And then I also like the fact that I taught from the aspect of one of the questions that Jesus asked Peter when he said, whom do men say that I am? And who do you say that I am? And that's the platform from which I jumped up. And of course, we know that Peter recognized him as the Christ. And then Jesus gave some more information about taking up your cross, denying yourself. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And those are all words, and it's interesting how Peter, later on, after he even denied he knew Jesus, right before Christ went to the cross, Peter, later on, gave those very words about being ready to give an account and a reason for that hope that's within you.
Jim Jr., my oldest son, with the details on how we as Christians are able always to be ready to give the reason for the hope we have for the future. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Jim Jr. and his two daughters have been in Romania for the last 2 weeks in ministry with Romanian young people. Jim has been teaching them how to be ready to give the reason for their hope for the future. That hope is in the fact that Jesus Christ is coming back to take us into heaven to be with him forevermore. The Apostle Paul told a young person, Titus, that the rapture is the blessed hope that we have. That's Titus chapter 2 and verse 13. And it's because of that hope that we must live righteously and godly in this present world. That's Titus chapter 2 and verse 12. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...